check out, you know what I'm saying, Hood Punisher is one of the hottest DVDs, you know what I'm saying, in the Baltimore area. You already know what it is. Shout out Camp Low. You already know what it is, famo. Street Queens, The Movement, E2K Magazine Online. We going to have your man, Mr. Hater Blocker, Mr. Rapper Booty, Mr. Producer and Artist, Mr. Actor Fool, live in the building with your girl, the one and only Lushy Lush. You know, we don't play no games out here. You know, it is what it is, man. But you know what I'm saying? I got to pay my bills. You already know what it is. So, you know what I'm saying? I got to go ahead and pay these bills real quick for the people. You know what I'm saying? And then we're going to go back and get into some music. And we're going to talk to my man, Actor Fool. You already know what it is.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K Magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K Magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2KMagazine@gmail.com, man. It's nothing. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it. Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, man. If you want to see hot stars, you want to see sexy ladies, you want to see Baltimore raw and uncut, man, then you need to holla at Hood Punishers, man. The hottest DVD circulating the Baltimore area, man. Be more, stand up. Man, Boots got nothing but the hottest, the realest. If you want to get on, give you an opportunity to get on, man. Nothing but hot videos. We shutting it down. And let us come to your hood and punish you. Hood Punishers. www.myspace.com. Hood Punishers 176, man. Watch out. Cause I'm a punisher. Baby, Lush.
Yo, you already know what it is, man. Check out Hood Punishers, E2K Magazine, www.strictlybone1.com, consultingguide.net, lushradioonline.com. You already know what it is, man. Let's get it together, man. We about to go into a hot, crazy joint from your man, the one and only Mr. Hater Blocker himself, Mr. Actor Fool. I'm about to play y'all Hater Blockers, man. Call in and let me know what it is, man. And you know what I'm saying? In the other half of the show, we're going to get in the mix with the one and only DJ Hustle. Get your hustle on. You already know what it is, man. Let's go ahead and get y'all that Hater Blockers, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Big, I'm trying to beat up.
I got them all, so hate to be gone.
moan in the room full of enemies. Showing fake love, I could tell they wanna bury me. But I'm bad.
I'm bad.
Nah, I never left. Still got a bunch of haters. Tell them that I'm on deck. A lot of crackers wanna see me fail. Regardless how you feel about me, I'ma still get mad.
Damn right.
I'm about my money. I ain't worried about you, dummy. You suckers cannot approach me unless you talking about money. I hate them, I see past them. Hate them with a passion. Nah, I gotta thank them cause they helping me cash in.
Okay.
Like the lottery.
Hey.
Homie, follow me. Cheesesteak niggas get bread. Not a lot of beef. Y'all are riot. You need to be quiet. Do yourself a favor. Take the beef out of your diet.
I got them on, so hater be gone. I don't even see a little buses when I'm up in my zone.
Man, I got my hater blockers on.
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 Black on black, what you know about that? I gotta make moves, so players be back bad.
That's what it is. That's what it is, yo. I'm saying, hater blockers, hater blockers, hater blockers. You know what it is, your man act a fool. You know what I'm saying? Definitely shutting it down. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, we got, you know what I'm saying, this drop from your man, Mr. Act a Fool, because, you know, I love that. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Act a Fool, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush. On Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
Yeah. She's going to go to the line. You know what I'm saying? You dig. What's up, Mr. Hater Blocker, Mr. Robert Booty, Mr. You know what, Mr. Actor Fool. What up, family? What's up?
What's happening? Hello. Hello, everybody there. I just need to make sure that everyone is there and at attention. It's your boy, a.k.a. Captain Grab a Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Getting Somebody Daughter, a.k.a. Can I Put My Head on Your Booty? It is. At the footage in the house with my girl. Listen, listen.
Oh, man, this man is off the hook, man. Let me give you an official Lush Radio Online welcome real quick, you know what I mean?
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All y'all Negroes in the audience, yes. Yes. Chocolate Bell One is in the building. Go ahead and talk to me.
Oh, shit, man. That's what it is, man. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, man, go ahead and get them shout-outs, man.
Hey, I'm going to tell you like this. My shout-outs are very concise. Shout-out to Lush and Lush. Shout-out to Dream Chasers Entertainment. Shout-out to Music Matrix, where I work at. And shout-out to all my fans that's showing me love all across the globe. You dig?
That's what it is. That's what it is, man.
Yeah.
Man, so I mean, you definitely doing your thing, you know what I'm saying? I seen your grind on the internet like a while ago, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And you be going hard. You know what I'm saying? You're not just an artist. You're an engineer, writer, producer, mm-hmm. you know, and you definitely, you know, got your style of your own. And,
Wait. You ain't covering my real side hustle. I'm a scorpio, too.
You a what?
I'm a scrupper. I make that extra money on the side, scripting.
Scripting?
Yeah, scripting, like writing scripts. See, I got you. You thought I was stripping.
you write scripts. I thought you said you scripting, you stripping.
Really?
I said, okay.
Yes, sir.
How much is a lap dance now?
I charge, you know, a lot of money by the second. Yeah, so you mean like if you're trying to get a lap dance, girl, you gotta have your money right to get a dance by fool. Cause I charge about a second, baby, each breath. That's $2 million.
So you're a script writer also. So what inspired you to, you know, what inspired all your different transitions in, you know what I'm saying, in regards to your craft? Because, you know, what got you into the music and then your transition into writing and producing and script writing?
All right. Well, I mean, my inspiration, I got to say, is my mom and my dad, real talk. Like, they always been singing in the church and whatnot, along with my sisters. You know what I'm saying? As far as the music side, my mom really inspired me to get into music. I've been doing music since I was a kid, used to beat on tables in class. And when I went off to college, I got an opportunity to visit a recording studio, and that just, you know, I caught the bug ever since. But as far as for the being the artist and the producer and the scriptwriter and all the other stuff, my inspiration comes from my sisters because they made me crazy. You know, but as far as like from the musical side, I'd say, you know, artists like Luke, Goody Mob, Tribe Called Quest, Special Ed, Biz Markie, Outkast, Boyz II Men, Shy, a bunch of different artists, man, across the board. Like, because, you know, I'm real eclectic when it comes to music, so I've been inspired by a bunch of different folks, from rap to rock to country to techno, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm very, you know, I'm deep into the music.
That's what it is. I see you said Special Ed. Shout out to my big brother Ed. I know your birthday coming up, my dude. I see you. That's what it is. The 16th. I'll holler at you. You know what I'm saying?
And if you're listening, I need to go ahead and open up for you wherever you at, nigga. Rope.
That's what it is. I'll give you his email.
Look here, man. Hey, I'm trying to open up for your birthday party, nigga. What
do you
look like?
He gonna be a Madison Square Garden out there in New York doing his 1-2, man, on the 20th. You
yeah.
know what I'm saying?
That's what it
but,
is.
But Big Bro, Act the Fool is asking a request. Can he open up for you so you know?
For sure. I open up for you, but I'm the Magnificent. With the sensation of style. And I could go on and on for like a mile a minute because I get in like a car in driver. If the record is a smash, I could still survive. I'm a man of steel on the wheel that you're steering, or rather playing on the record that you're hearing. You might not understand what I'm saying at first, so act of love. Put it in reverse.
Oh, yeah. Man.
I couldn't do it
that
time.
Oh, my God. You was off the hook, man. What made you come up with the name Act a Fool, man?
The people. You know what I'm saying? Like you said and I said, I started off engineering. I wasn't always an artist. And then, like, on the business side, I always really didn't want to be an artist because I know they get paid last. So I started off as an engineer and a producer first. And every client that I had, you know what I'm saying, when they come into my sessions, you know, I always did a remix of their song while they was recording. You know what I'm saying? So they always said, man, if he was an artist, you should be Act a Fool. Your name should be Act a Fool. And then on top of that, I was a class clown, and he said, boy, you acting a fool. What's wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? So I'd have to say from between schooling and engineering, that's where the name Act a Fool came and was branded.
Oh, you was a class clown just like me. Okay.
You did. So ADD. ADD. ADHD, baby.
So, I mean, with your style, you almost like a little like a comedic, but yet, you know what I'm saying, you throw with it like Slick Rick, you know what I'm saying, because you take people on a journey, you know what I'm saying, you got like a storyboard in regards to, you know, your music.
Oh, shiggity, you already know. I take inspiration from a lot of different artists, man, so, like, my lane is totally different from a lot of other artists, so I could always give you a lot of different things. I could make you laugh, I could make you cry, I could make you dance, I could make you want to stay off somebody, just don't blame me.
I mean, besides, you know what I'm saying, being educated, and one thing I love about you is that you're very educated, you're very articulate, you know, and you're a very humble guy. Now, you know, shout out to the core DJs. They definitely was doing their thing out there, you know, wild off the hook, jump off out there. But you know what I'm saying, the crazy thing, I'm down there, over there, you know, and I'm like, this guy Vince sent me this thing, and I mean, I remember faces, man. So I'm sitting here, I said, he done walked past me like 3 times. I'm like, excuse me, are you Act a Fool? Yeah.
You already know, baby.
And he come, but he you know, the wildness and the spunkiness of him, like when you see him like on a regular, he's just real chill and laid back, you know, you know, and you won't notice it's him until he gets on stage or he starts performing, then he does that flip mode, you know, and that's the thing about you, you're like a chameleon, you know.
Yeah.
You can be anybody that you want. That's what, you know, that's what I really like about you. And you're not all cocky and conceited like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, you and the thing about it, you got a lot of buzz on the internet, you know what I'm saying? And your grind is serious, the site is crazy, you know what I'm saying? And with that buzz that you got, it landed you, you know, a spot in XXL magazine December 2006, right?
Yeah, with Jay-Z on the cover, brother. Who is on that cover with that big old head and that big old straw hat saying I got my hater blockers on with Jay-Z on the cover when he was returning? It's your dad, the dark-skinned boy, act a fool.
That's what it is. That shows pure grind right there, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing your thing, man. And besides that, you know what I'm saying? That She's Bad joint, you know, I seen the video, man. That joint off the hook. You are a pure actor.
Yes, that's what they say. You know what I'm saying? And that's why I tell you I do script writing, because I came up with the whole treatment for that video.
You serious? Wow.
Yeah, I came up with the whole treatment, wrote it down, had people take a look at it, had the director read it, and he liked it. And he was like, yeah, we're going to shoot this video. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I really get down. And to take you back real quick, you know, the other thing about the XXL is, like, the same year that I got in the XXL, a couple issues later, they had another thing about that year in 06, what names for artists they didn't like. And guess who name was in that thing?
Who?
The one and only, Act a Fool. XXL was like, yeah, we might like him as an artist, but that name is suspect. I said, hold on, baby. You just can't be knocking the name now. You got to love it, because Act a Fool is in everyone. You know what I'm saying? And that's the thing that people don't understand. Like, when people say Act a Fool, they tend to think, all right, man, well, this boy is going to be wild and crazy all the time in public. He's going to be an embarrassment. You know what I'm saying? But my mama taught me well. You dig?
Mm-hmm.
I ain't going to be foolish all the time. You dig? So, like, shout out to XXL. They're giving your boy a lot of coverage. Got me in the article. You know what I'm saying? Show improved. Then they came back and said they ain't like my name. And then this past year in 08, they came back and said I'm one of the next artists rated next to blow out of Florida. So XXL showed lots of love.
That's crazy, man. That's what it is. But, I mean, your grind is respected because, I mean, who are some of the producers and some besides? So are you doing all the production yourself? Are you working with people? I mean, what's going on? Let us know.
Like, I do a majority of the production, but I've worked with Justice League. I've worked with this dude named Vinny Beats, and I've done some work with my DJ Royce. You know what I'm saying? I've did some work with DJ Chris, who produced the She's Ready record. You know what I'm saying? So I work with a bunch of different producers at times, but at the same time, I really like to showcase myself as a producer because I can produce. And, like, I know this might be a segue into what we're talking about. I got a record called Ride. I got a record called Ride that's in the Fast and the Furious movie that just came out, and I produced that, and it's co-produced by this dude named Boz. But I put in all the work, put together the track, came to the studio, had him add a couple things to it, and did my thing. So, you know, I like to produce and like to let people know I am a producer. If you want some beats, holla at your boy. You know what I'm saying? I got the recession prices for you.
That's what it is, man. That's what it is, man. My man Act the Fool is live in the building. You want to call and talk to my man Act the Fool, calling at 347-826-7722. I got my peoples live in the building. Lush Radio's official DJ, the one and only DJ Hustle. What up, Hustle?
What's going on with you, Pimpin?
He's so humble. What's going on with you, Pimpin? Going on. You're rather quiet in the background, DJ Hustle.
Yeah, I'm just grinding, Mr. Act a Fool. I feel you. I look at your toes, man. I like it.
Yeah, man. Hello?
Yeah, what's happening?
I love it, man. I love it.
I appreciate it, homeboy. I appreciate it. I can't wait to come up there to go ahead and meet you face to face. We're going to go out there and get crazy.
Hey, I'm cool with it, man. We're cool together.
Yeah. But if you get arrested, I can't bail you out now. Yeah, I don't got bail money like that. I don't got bond money.
Cooper, Texas, brother. We ain't going to jail. We cause confusion, but we gonna be cool.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Organized chaos. That's what it is.
That's what it is. Yep. You better come up then go home.
Yeah.
What it is, I mean, DJ Hustle, you know what I'm saying, out there in the West Coast, but he's also, you know, a TV personality, and this dude gets it in on the mixing, man. I mean, 4 or 6 hours straight, man, nonstop mixing, you know what I'm saying? But you know what I'm saying? Go ahead.
I said, I got to do it, man, because, you know, it's a lot of people who say they DJ, and they can't DJ to save their life.
That's a topic that we're not going to get into.
What you got? What do you use? I use yeah, okay.
Look, what was that? That's making all them noises like that.
Who?
I went to a club in Las Vegas, right? I met the guy on the internet. I said, yo, I'll DJ over at the studio. I said, I'm through. Let me see what you got. Nigga got there and didn't do a damn thing. It'll fuck up my set.
Ooh.
Wow.
I had my friends escort him out very nicely, and we did the Chuck of Funk.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah. So it's like I got DJ 3 or 4 hours a day just to make sure I'm tight when I get called to do a job.
And for some reason, I don't know what it is, man, but it sounds like you're breaking up or something. It's like going in and out.
I'll tell you what I'll do. It's part of my headset. I cut it off.
Okay. Yeah, well, that sound a little bit better right there.
Okay, yeah. Like I said, it's like you want to package your behind up to represent cats who are doing it in the business. So when, like, an active call brother or anybody else, the DJ got to be ready. That's part of the show.
Mhm.
So when active goes into a breather, you got to do the break for the artist. You got to make him look good. I mean, the artist is doing his work, but when active fool is rhyming, you got to be on time with that mess. You got to know the break, cut, blend. Because if
real.
You don't break, cut, blend, you get your ass beat.
Yeah. I wouldn't be jazzed, though. Me personally,
no.
I'd be like, hold on. We're going to need to let the DJ get it right now.
Right.
Yeah, he on Percocet right now. He ain't on hill.
He ain't doing what he's supposed to do. Get out that gin, homie.
Yeah, put the bottle down, man. We got a show.
We got a show to get paid.
No,
I'm like, man. Yo, Active Fool, you got a nice joint, man. I like it. I love it.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I'm trying to,
man.
Trying to do what I can, man.
When you come to Cali?
I was out in California in March, but shoot, if you...
Yeah.
I'm down to come out there when your promoters book me.
Man, I do clubs almost every night of the week.
Okay.
So I'm everywhere. I'll be in Texas in a couple months to be DJ for the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh.
Wow, that's my team now. Really make a shirt.
But you know what, though? But check this out, though. I'm a Steelers fan, and they give me hell. You know what I'm saying? They're like, hey, dude, you're a traitor. This is business.
Exactly. Are they cutting a check? Is somebody putting money in your pocket?
Hell yeah. So I'm a Cowboy fan for the day.
Exactly, boy. Let's go. You the news and you're America's team.
Hell yeah. I'm with it.
I'm going to DJ for you.
Exactly. I mean, they had found me because I was here in Hollywood. I was doing a battle with some cats of mine, and we were just having fun. I wasn't competing. I was just having fun. Yeah. And they were like, this dude is playing and doing tricks. He ain't even trying. So dude pulled me up. So I said, hey, man, we want you to come to a spot and do different Dallas Cowboys. I thought he was playing at first. I'm like, dude, why are you playing with me? Like, dude, come on, man, calm down. Mm. So he's like, oh, here's my card. Give me a call. So then I called him, and then the rest is history.
For sure.
What it is,
so,
man.
I'm a cut for Lushy Lush because she's respectable, she's hardworking, and I appreciate what she does. And if anybody on the station, anyone who want to get down, you know, with a mixtape, hit me. I will take care of you.
For sure.
is. Straight that's up. What it is.
And I'll put yo units for you. You know what I'm saying?
That's we why need. I love DJ Hustle, man. He definitely goes in.
That's
well,
his name, Hustle. Hustle. Come on, pick up your feet, Hustle.
That's got, you know what's funny? Here in L.A. in traffic, you can, I can't even never be late. You know what I'm saying? I always got to be early because of that name, Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, brother, man, you're late, man. You went, yeah, are you on your Hustle?
Yeah, you're not living up to your name, buddy.
That's
you're
going
to have to live up to that name, okay? You said you Hustle, all right? If you're 15 minutes early, then you're late, all right? I need you here 30.
I swear, man, it's like when I go to the bank and deliver a check, they're like, so, what are you hustling? Are you with Larry Flynt or something? I'm like, no, I'm a DJ. Why is your name Hustle? I'm like, man, come on. Let me get
drugs.
My paper.
I sell drugs.
Oh, y'all watch this. I don't know what, man. Hustle, stay on the line with us, man. We're going to play Ride. I don't know if y'all check, but I'm going to tell y'all, that Fast and the Furious that came out, yo, that joint is sick, man. Van Diesel. I love you, dog. Yo, just give me a hug real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Be careful, man. She going to mess around and hug her. She going to come back with a baby. Talking about the killer.
I love you, Vin Diesel. So, you know, shout out to you. You can come on my show. Give me a hug. Touch me. But anyway, Rod is featured on Fast and the Furious. You know what I'm saying? Produced by my man, Actor Fool, doing this 1-2. You know what I'm saying? You know, Actor Fool, introduce this jump off for us, man.
Hey, what it is, it's your boy, Actor Fool, a.k.a. Captain Grab a Booty. And right now, you need to go ahead and listen to the new single, Ride, featured in the Fast and the Furious movie.
Yeah.
Digital Dash. Doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive. We fly. You might want to hold on.
Shawty like my way, she like my ring. Like why I keep with the team. I told you, girl, you better snap in. I got my foot on the gas. I don't mind if we crash. Baby girl, let's ride, ride, ride.
A brand new drop. Something foreign that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet. She's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil mama in my rear view, checking my kit. So I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
turn me automatic. Don't trip, I can handle that
stick. I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Little mama, cause you're rolling with the Fast and the Furious.
She like my ring.
Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my clutch. That's too much tension, so much kissing. Going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat might stop. Get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, baby, we rolling. Straight to your place, that's where we going. The law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you're gonna catch it. What I'm working with, I could tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't stop, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this.
Hold on.
You can test drive anytime you want.
She like my ring.
Chocolate delight, baby. Yeah.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah. I love that shit. I love it, man. My man, Mr. Actor Bull, live in the building with my co-host live in the building because we're going to be in the mix later with your man, DJ Hustle, man. Mr. Actor Fool, man. Yo, that was wild right there, man. Tell us what you think about that joint right there, DJ Hustle.
Yo, that's something to smash out to in the ride, you know what I'm saying? Put your foot on the pedal and roll.
Good. Don't come out at me for no tickets.
Yeah. But like, yeah, Actor Fool told me to do it, man. Who told me to do it?
Uh-uh.
So from now on, I'm going to blame you and Barack Obama for me speeding. From now on out, you know. You pulled over, I'm going to come and send you a check.
No, don't do that.
The black guy made me do it.
The dark-skinned person.
Yeah. She's off the chisel.
For chisel.
My nizzle. Yeah. But, man, that joint right there, man, Rod is crazy right there. And I heard that joint on the movie, man. I don't know if y'all guys ain't seen it yet, but that joint was the best Fast and the Furious they ever came out with, man, for real. And that joint was crazy on there, man, for real, man. And y'all best basically just go ahead and support your man, Mr. Active Rule, man. Log on to the site, download the music. Pump that joint, break the gas, man. Go ahead and do what you do, man. We got Rod, you know what I'm saying? I get y'all hater blockers, man. So tell us more about Dream Chasers, man. Tell us more about that.
Okay, Dream Chasers is basically my company that I started with my manager and my business partner. And basically it's a production company where we write songs and sell songs and develop artists, you know what I'm saying? Give them all the necessary tools in order to get themselves out there, you know what I'm saying? Like we give them the basic steps. We ain't going to give them no money like that, though, but, you know, we putting together music for them. You know, we put together music, write songs for them, and help them along the way as far as them trying to excel and be better artists. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
So are you looking to deal with new artists? And how many artists do you got right now that you're developing?
I'm a firm believer of not putting too much on your plate so you don't over, you know what I'm saying, like, so to the point, so you don't overwhelm yourself. So right now, I really don't have any artists besides myself that I work with as far as signed, but I do have artists that I work with and for, you know what I'm saying, like, I have, like, 8 different artists that I've written music for, produced music for them, you know what I'm saying, written hooks for them and, you know, gotten it to them, done business where they could go ahead and do what they need to do to get themselves out there. I've assisted them with different relationships, building relationships with different radio personalities, club DJs, you know, street promoters. So that's what I've done, but I'm not going to overwhelm myself or put too much on my plate where I can't push myself because at the end of the day, I'm still an artist and I'm still trying to get myself out there. You feel me? So I'm the only artist on Dream Chasers right now, but I have done and still doing a lot of work for a lot of other artists.
So do like young artists like that want to like, you know, get in the game or want more advice, do a lot of them hit you up for, like, advice and different things like that?
All day, every day on my phone. Like, I got an artist that comes to my studio named Yaya, like, dude's from Egypt, and he wants to rap, you know, and he was like, yo, will you help me push this record once it gets done? And I was like, I will give you advice and try to get you in the right direction, You know what I'm saying? But I'm always open to help people, man. Like, any artist you've spoken to, they'll tell you every time they've worked with Fool or if they've ever, you know, come in contact with them, with me, I've always told them, you know, what direction would best fit for them. You know what I'm saying? Give them my honest opinion on records, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't like to be like everybody else just being a yes man. So I've always told people the truth when it comes to what they're trying to do for their careers to get themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. That's what it is.
I have a question for you, Kevin.
Huh?
I have a question for you.
Okay.
What is it like if an artist would come to you and say, hey, I want to put out a record, but how would you let him down if he's not really right at that point? How would you groom him or let him go if he's not right for the record that he's trying to put out?
That's a question I can answer in a lot of different ways. But when people bring me music and they think they want to take it to radio, you know,
yeah,
or they want to try to promote it, what I tend to tell them, I tend to ask them a couple questions first. First thing I ask them, what is the purpose of this record? Is it a single? Are you trying to get the radio? You know, and then once they tell me that, I can further ask, or is it going to be a record that you're trying to push on the street level? You know what I'm saying? And then once I know which direction they're trying to go to, based off my own experiences and the criteria that I know for street records or for radio records, I tell them whether it worked, whether it would work or not, what changes they could make in order for it to work, and if it's just not going to work because it just doesn't grab my attention, I tell them all up front. It don't grab my attention, you're welcome to go test market it, because for any record, you got to test market it first. So put it out there. Let a couple of people hear it. And if they come back with the same opinion that I have, then you should go back to the drawing board and work on another record. If it's a record that it could have a couple changes made and it'll be a record that grabs the attention of people, then go ahead and make those changes. But that's my way of letting people down. I never try to tell someone, I try not to tell someone that it won't work because you just don't know, man. You think about the music industry right now, like, there's certain records that you listen to right now, and you'd be like, how is that a record that people vibing to? You know what I'm saying? Because you just don't know. Like, you know, back in the day, people would say, a hit is a hit. You know what I'm saying? Nowadays, you don't know what's a hit no more. So I can't tell you your song is a hit. I can only tell you that it don't grab me, you know, and I give my own opinion. But that's as much as I could do for an artist, is just give them my opinion. If it don't grab me, then it don't grab me. But don't mean it ain't going to grab somebody else. So I rarely try to tell someone that it ain't going to work. Now, it's just
right.
Now, if it's just poo-poo, caca, you know what I'm saying, you hitting on some tables and the mixing is bad, then I'm going to be like, yo, you had to fix that up. You know what I'm saying?
You dig? I got you.
Yeah.
So the cats ask me all the time to push their mixtape, and I get a lot of calls about mixtapes and things, and I'm like, man, I mean, I'm a West Coast dude, so out here, when we put out music, it has to be right. You know what I'm saying? It's like anywhere else, but mainly out here, because we gravitate towards violence, which I hate to say it, but if a dude ain't got his stuff together, if you have some kind of showcase and you ain't right, you might get grabbed off the stage.
Yeah.
So if me, myself, because I'm out here in the industry all the time, I want to make people happy as far as putting out good, you know, material. So my thing is with cats with mixtapes, you can't always use everybody's samples and beats. Use your own original stuff, and hopefully it works out to where I'll push it for you. Because I'm hustling. I'll push anything to shit.
That's what it is. That's what
if it's good, I push it. I ain't got to like you to push it if it's good. You know what I'm saying? I like helping people out who's doing good music.
Well, hustle, I need help.
Well, come on through. Come on through.
I'll tell you now. I need help to go ahead and break this ride record over on your side of the country. You need.
Well, send it to me. It's on the cracking.
Yeah.
Just
I
like that.
Yeah. I send it to you, Hustle. I got it. I forward it to you. I support you all his music.
That's what's happening.
You know what I'm saying?
I push it in the club, too. So what? Now what? Anybody can't say anything about it. It's on. It's on the cracking.
Hey, you know, I tell you like I told Lush, you know what I'm saying? Like, real talk as far as for me, man, like, I try to let people know that if I ain't never been in your market, you ain't got to ask me how much it costs to come to your market. All you need to do is take care of the plane ticket and take care of a place for me to stay. And I'm going to go ahead and rock the crowd for you because I know you're supporting me. You know what I'm saying? Because I know it's about longevity and building a relationship. So it ain't nothing for me to come out and do a show, a promo show for somebody who really supporting me. You dig?
That's what's up. That's what's up.
100.
Tell you what, I'll tell you what to do. Give Lush your bio and everything, and I'll post it on my blog, man.
She got
you know
it. She got that, Lush.
I got all that. That's about to be in your email in a second, player.
Yeah, hit me with a blog. And every day I'll blog it out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We'll just blog it on out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Hey, we do it like that.
I got to do it right now, cool? I got to tell you, man, if I thought about this, you know what I'm saying? Just go ahead and do what you need to do. Get that damn right there popping, and we're going to make something happen. You dig?
You dig it.
Yeah.
You're a fool, boy.
I'm just trying to say, I'm being 100.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Why y'all laughing?
Oh, man.
I'm trying to keep it 100. Y'all laughing at the ball. That ain't even right.
Real talk, man.
Oh,
it is what it is,
you crazy as I don't know what. So, Hustle, man, we got ups and downs, you know, in regards to, you know, the game, man. What do you feel was your biggest adversity that you had to deal with being in the game, man?
Adversity for me is haters. I see them, they come, and they want to infiltrate my hustle. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always in Hollywood. I'm an actor, I'm a DJ, I'm a comedian, and I put time into my craft. So when cats see that you're doing something, they want to gravitate to it. If they can't get on with you, they're trying to ruin it. So my thing is to be humble, respectful, and keep it pushing.
Wow.
Right up.
I'm sorry, man. I was acting like a fool real quick, you know what I'm saying, about that joint. But I mean, at least you told me that right there, so, you know what I'm saying. So I mean, you know, it's the haters for you, you know, DJ Hustle.
Yes,
you
man.
Know, to you.
I love all the haters. Come on, I need some more. I need about 100,000 haters right now. So block me out on haterism, you know what I'm saying? I need all that. Give it to me. Ask your fool, you got some haters I can borrow?
You know, I'm kind of selfish with my haters because all my haters just make me look greater. You know what I'm saying?
Well, let me borrow some of those for about 2 months, man. I'll be straight.
Yeah,
I'll give them back to you.
I can't let them, you know what I'm saying, work for you.
Damn,
I need them, man. I need exclusivity.
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll let you borrow mine. I'll give you all mine first, and then we'll double up sometime in July, and then I'll get mine back and yours.
All right, cool, because, you know, I got my haters under contract, you dig?
Yeah,
so I got to sit down with all of them, see if we could restructure the contract and see if we could put in a sharing clause for them, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, because I'm going to have it like this. You made that movie, what was it? It was with Jamie Foxx, and he was a boxer? No, it was Muhammad Ali. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna have all my haters go outside your front doorstep with big old giant signs.
Yeah.
At 4 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, I got that.
You know what I'm saying? So, so you know when it gets hot in July, everybody gonna be mad in Miami anyway. It's hot as hell, everybody's sweating sticky. So you know the haters gonna really come out in July, you know what I'm saying? So what I'll do, I'll fly all my people over to where you at, and they hit at your concert and demonstrate. And it gave you more fame. You'd be in the new ESPN, everything.
I'm stabbing a hater. I'm a stab a hater.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, ask the fool, man. What's your biggest adversity that you had to deal with being in the game, man?
My biggest adversity, man. To be 100 with you,
mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I'd have to say my biggest adversity in this business is, my biggest adversity I'd have to say is me accepting that it is business. That's the biggest adversity. It's business, no matter what. I'm saying, like, no matter what nobody tell you, I love making music. I'm only in it for the music. It's all about the music. But get off that dope. And we know it's business. Where your budget at?
Yeah.
That's what they want to know. You dig? Like, real talk. You know what I'm saying? No disrespect to nobody, but it's business, 100%. And my adversity is that it's hard to accept, you know what I'm saying? And I'm far from an arrogant person because I'm not, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to accept when you're talented and you see people with less or no talent and they're successful, you know what I'm saying? Not because of their talent. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
That's my biggest adversity is being able to accept that, because I know it's not my talent that hasn't propelled me to that next phase, but it's my budget, you feel me? So I'd have to say
right.
It's me accepting that, and it's my budget. So since I don't have that Superman budget that's going to get me out there as of yet, because I'm out there. Don't get it twisted. I'm putting in that work. But I need that monster budget, that budget that's going to make people say, God, oh, I need to go ahead and talk to him every day. We can make money off him several different ways. So,
yeah, exactly.
You feel me? So, Sam, I have to say it's my budget and me accepting, you know, that the fact that it is 100% business. I mean, like, okay, 92%, 98% business. You feel me? So those are the two adversities. But, again, I find a solution. You know, because that's the thing. Like, people get adversities. They find out about adversities, and they let them wear them down, and they don't do nothing. They don't come up with no solution for it. You know what I'm saying? Me, I came up with my solution. My solution was always in front of my face, and that's building relationships. When you ain't got no budget, or you got a small budget, but you're trying to build your budget and you're trying to create that buzz at the same time, build that relationship with them folk, man, because you build a relationship will go further and longer than a budget would. You know what I'm saying? So I did my thing to build relationships with people, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what I say. Like, and I mean that when I say that, like, if I don't got it, I know there are several ways and different things that I can do to barter with you in order for you to feel like you've been compensated by me for what you're doing for me and with me. You feel me?
Yeah,
right, man, cause I'm an engineer, I'm a producer, I write songs, I make beats, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, if you tell me, hey, it's X amount of dollars, and I'll be like, I ain't got it right now, homie, but I got this beat for you. You know what I'm saying? And real stuff. Or I got a couple beats for you, or I got this studio time for you on the low for the no, you know what I'm saying? I could take care of you that way if you take care of me. Folks be like, man, you know this dude, he on his grind, he doing what we can do. You know what I'm saying? What he got, I'm making, you know what I'm saying, making a dollar out of 15 cents. You dig? So that's always been my obstacle, but I always knew what the solution was. You know what I'm saying? So just build relationships with folks.
That's what's up. That's the business.
That's what it is. That's what it is. So, and so the other thing, Act the Fool, is, man, I mean, I got two questions. The one question is, who did that design with the cartoon, the Act the Fool logo? And the other one is, where did you come up with the Hater Blocker, the whole shade concept, man? And are they available on stock?
Oh, yeah, you did. Come on, you know what I'm saying? As far as the Hater Block, the Act the Fool image, I call him Oogie Boogie because that's his name, is Oogie Boogie, because he like the boogie and Oogie all dang day. You know what I'm saying? So the Act a Fool, man, you know what I'm saying, was done by this dude named War. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's based out of Orlando now, but his name is War. And as far as the Hater Blockers, I can give you the fastest rundown. 2005, November, dude by the name of Tim Drill comes to my house. He's like, yo, I want to make a record. You know what I'm saying? I said, you don't rap. You know what I'm saying? He's like, I know, but I want to make a record. I want to call it Hater Blocker. I said, all right. So now, okay, I want people to understand that I did not come up with the idea. I made the song. I executed the idea. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, I don't want nobody, but all that nigga trying to take credit for it. Nah. You know what I'm saying? I keep it real. Dude by the name of Tim came to the house. He's like, I want to make a song called Hater Blocker. I was like, Hater Blocker, what's that? Bomb. He told me what it was. I already had a beat on deck, finished up the hook, and did all the verses. You know what I'm saying? I did my verse, dude named Triple X did his verse, and I wrote a verse for my hype man at the time named KG. You dig? So the idea was brought to me by someone else. The song, the execution of the song was all done by me, from production to writing the hook to writing, you know what I'm saying, the verse, my verse, and the third verse and second verse, because, you know, there's two different versions. That was all me.
Right.
You dig? So that's what I did. Somebody brought me an idea, I made that bit happen. You know what I'm saying? Once I made it happen and I saw what people's response was, I was like, you know what? You know, because I always think when I make my songs, I got to figure out what type of a product or marketing scheme I can have for the song. Because, again, like I say, it is business. And once you learn it's business, you got to put your business hat on so you can come up with a way in order to make the song big as well as the product. You need a product for the song.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, let me make some shades. You know what I'm saying? Put Hater Blockers on them. And at the time, my business partners at that time, you know, put up some bread, and we got some Hater Blockers, and we started to sell them. You know what I'm saying? And ever since then, you know, although the team has changed and my image has changed because I don't got my hair in a mulch, the Hater Blocker stood up. You dig? And you can all you got to do is go to my MySpace, and there's a link where you can click on it, and you can go order you a pair of Hater Blockers. And we got them on deck, on stock, order what you need. Go help your boy get some paper and build his budget.
Yeah.
Make sure y'all support, man, my man, Mr. Act the Fool, man. He's definitely doing his 1-2 all day, every day, man.
Hold up. Lush.
Yeah.
See, Lush, Hustle, don't get mad at your boy. I'm going to put her on blast real quick.
Go ahead, now.
All right, girl. We going to have to get this right, girl, because there is no T in my name, ho, girl. Why you keep calling me Act a Fool? We need to clear that up right now. We do not need people. Cause, Lush, we heard you on an interview with the dude Act a Fool. No, ain't no Act a Fool here. It's
Act a Fool.
He was beating me up the other day about that, man. I was like Act a Fool. He was like, I said Act a Fool.
Yeah, there was no
funny though. That's funny. He was like, Lush.
Yeah.
Lush. It got silent. It got silent quicker than much. Lush.
Yeah.
A Fool.
Yeah, you heard that bass in there, huh?
Lush. Let me tell you something. My name is Act a Fool.
Yeah, let me take out the T and put in the ACA. You put the F in 2 O's and put a L at the end. And now you got the name. Go ahead and say it. Say it one time for your soul.
Amen. Wow.
You started.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry, people listening. I'm so sorry. I will correct that. Act a Fool. Act a Fool. Take the T out. Act a Fool. And you know, if I ever make a mistake, he will jump in my face.
Lush. Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and say Lush.
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 That was it right there.
That's Act a Fool, man. Tell the people, man, where they can hit you at and where to check you out at and all that, man.
You can hit me up on myspace.com, Act a Fool Inc. That's ACAFOOLINC. You can hit me up on Twitter. That's Act a Fool. You can hit me up on Facebook, Act a Fool Jams. You know what I'm saying? If you're looking for production, definitely hit me up on MySpace. If you're looking for songs, hit me up on my MySpace. That's Act a Fool Inc. Don't be going online looking for Act a Fool. It's Act a Fool Inc. Cause I'm a business man. I am a business. Act a Fool Inc. ACAFOOLINC.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, man, and check him out, man. Act a Fool, man. You know what I'm saying? If you could tell these up and inspiring young youth that's trying to get in the game, you know, what kind of advice would you give them, Act a Fool?
Don't do it.
I second it.
Okay, let me take that back. Not don't do it. Do it if it's your passion. Don't do it if you're just trying to get quick money, because ain't no fast money in this business. That's real. Nothing overnight.
So if
you're trying to get fast money, please. And I'm not encouraging selling drugs, but you got a better chance selling drugs to get fast money than being in the music business. So if you're looking for fast money, don't get in the music business. If it's your passion, you know what I'm saying, get up in that thing and go ahead and establish yourself and create a niche. And please, be patient, you know what I'm saying, don't procrastinate, and try to make the best out of any opportunity that's presented, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people get into the business with this pipe dream that they're going to make money fast, and you just don't know, the music business is a big old hole waiting to fill up, and it never do. So all the money in there you want to, that money's going to keep falling. You dig? So don't just throw your money in there. And understand that it's an investment, man. This is business. You are investing in yourself. Don't be talking about that. Don't complain. Complaining is going to help you. You know what I'm saying? Real talk. So invest in yourself. Know what, you know what I'm saying? Know what you're investing in and know how to get your money back. Have a long-term plan, not a short-term plan.
Wisely.
That's true.
Be wise.
You ain't never about that one. You ain't never lie about that one, act a fool.
Yeah.
You know?
So that's where I'm coming. Where am I coming up there? I'm trying to go over there. It's Maryland, right, or is it Washington?
I'm in Maryland, but I'm in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to come over there and market for a month or so. Let me go ahead and get down. Yeah.
I got to contact my peoples and see what's going on in Baltimore and see if you can get on there, because they always having cats on the shows and stuff, and not all of them are hot, so.
They look warm.
So I know you can definitely tear the club up, and they need your wildness up in there. So yeah, so we're gonna go work on that. You know what I'm saying? I know DJ Hustle definitely. You know what I'm saying? Push your stuff and do that one too, man. And
I mean, that's what I'm gonna do. We're gonna go from Maryland, Washington, then the West Coast. Cali, what's happening there?
Come on out. Come on out to LA, man. We're going to have a ball.
Oh, you already know.
I'm acting for my damn self, so it's all good. Let's get it.
So when I get in trouble, I can blame you then, since you act a fool.
Blame me. Blame me, and I'll turn on my body double.
Acon, that's Acon. You can blame it on him. Acon.
Yeah, sick like me in the parking lot.
That's what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, we live in the building. Your man, Mr. Act the Fool, man.
Did you just put the P in there again?
Oh, man.
This interview is over.
Say Act the Fool, man. Say Act the Fool. I'm
not talking to you anymore. I'm so stuck up on myself now.
We got caller live in the building. They trying to beat me up. Caller from 918. You're live in the building with your girl Lushy Lush and my co-host DJ Hustle and the one and only, the worldwide Mr. Ride, Mr. Hater Blockers, Mr. Acker Fool.
Yes. Got it.
Cool. Yes.
Good, Lush. It's Papa Hats.
What's up, Papa Hats? What's poppin', family?
Not shit. Just checking in, seeing what you guys got popping on here. Shit, what's up, Acker Fool? Who else you say was up in this mix?
I got DJ Hustle in here, man.
Right. Shit, I think I've been seeing Hustle, actually, on the Twit and some other shit. I think I've been following you around a little bit.
Oh, you have?
So I just, for some reason, you know, lately I came across you on the, I think one of them main sites and shit. Just, you know, from there, I've been kind of following what you've been doing. I like your grind.
Thanks, my brother. I'm everywhere, man. I'm everywhere.
Shit, that's why I don't know where I found you. I've been trying to make myself that way.
Besides DJ Hustle Grind, your man Act the Fool Grind is sick, you know, and ridiculous, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all need to really go ahead and send them drop scripts to Act the Fool so he can knock them joints out for you real quick, you know what I mean?
That's what's happening.
Yeah, I got one. Shit. How are you fucking with your boy DJ Papa Hats? And just give me a little something like that, and I'll take it from there.
That's what it is, man.
That's the business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give the email out. send me your drop script over at acafool@gmail.com, and I got you tonight.
All right, that's what it is.
So that's acafool@gmail.com, and I got you.
Yeah, I got you then. Sure. I'm going to do that right now.
Yeah, because he definitely take care of you ASAP, man. ASAP. Act the Fool don't play when it comes to them job skills, for real.
For real, I'm gonna do it right now. Send me the first one. I'm gonna get it on this computer and do it at the same time.
That's what it is.
Let me show you how I get out. Let me show you how I get out one time.
Yo, calling all DJs, man. Y'all want to get them job skills from your man, Mr. Act the Fool, Mr. Hater Blocker. act a fool, man, because he going to beat me up if I put the T on it, man. You already know what it is, man.
You already know.
Go ahead and tell them one more time where they need to send them job scripts to, man.
That's ACAFOOL at Gmail. Okay,
man.
So who the first DJ I got to get a drop from?
You breaking up, brother. Say it one more time.
Huh?
Say it one more time. You broke up.
Which DJ need a drop right now? I'm going to do it right now.
I'm on. Papa Hatz is on it. I'm on it right now.
Was it Papa what?
Papa Hatz. You'll be getting it from my Gmail in here in about 20 seconds.
Like
I
Papa Hatz.
And everything.
Like Pop A Hat?
Papa Hatz. P-O-P-P-A-H-A-T-Z.
Oh, yeah. Papa Hatz.
Yep.
Hey, what do this boy act fool, a.k.a. Captain Grab a Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Getting Somebody Daughter, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now I'm chilling with my dog, DJ Papa Hatz. I finna pop one in your head, nigga.
That's ground right there, man. For real. I'm about to, you know what I'm saying, go on to, you know what I'm saying, She's Ready by Act a Fool. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to let him introduce this, man. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all Hater Blockers. You know what I'm saying? I gave y'all a ride off of that Fast and the Furious. You know what I'm saying? I'm about to give y'all She's Ready. You know what I'm saying? And Papa Hatz and DJ Hustle, stay on the line. You know what I'm saying? With me. Go ahead, you know what I'm saying? Act a fool. You know, act a fool. And go ahead and do that one, two, and introduce this joint for us, man.
I look here, this is your boy Act a Fool. And right about now, this is for the ladies. All the ladies that's ready all day, every day. You go ahead and listen to this record and think about your significant other. She's ready. Love it.
That's what it is, man. Definitely going to give you that thing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you? I don't know what's going on.
Let's switch one time. Play with me right now.
What's
really going on? Why the switch one time? Play with me right now. So I'm saying, like, come on now. I'm having technical difficulties.
Yeah, Papa Hatz, I'm just waiting on your email and I'm going to send you that drop right now. Hustle, you got one for me?
It's coming right now.
I'm on it with you right now, Pippin. I'm about to email you right now.
I'm going to do one for you right now anyway. DJ Hustle.
The Mixtape Bandit.
Mixtape Bandit?
Yes, sir. A.K.A. Right. The Butcher. All
right. Hey, what's happening? This your boy. Right now I'm chilling with my dog, DJ Hustle, the Mixtape Bandit. You know what I'm talking about? Hey, Hustle, go ahead and run that new record. Ride. And what's
That's
the other
what
one?
It is, man. I don't know what the hell's going on with this. I'm saying, this motherfucking Swiss Ward is bugging the fuck out right now, dog.
Come on, Lush.
I play all his joints, though, man. And this one joint right here is trying to act it up right now, man. I'm fucking with
Lush,
for real, man.
Ready.
She's ready, man. Come on now. Give it to me now.
Give it to me now.
Told me now.
I just finished the first one. What's the other one you want to tell me to
say,
Hustle?
Say what again?
What's the other one you want me to say?
Oh, okay. It's you're in the midst with DJ Hustle, the Mixtape Bandit.
The Mixtape Bandit, all right.
Yes, sir.
Oh, hey, look here.
It's your boy, Act a Fool, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now you are in the midst with the Mixtape Bandit, DJ Hustle.
What it is.
All right. Yeah. I'm getting them drugs knocked out right now. Lush. Lush.
I got my system went down on me real quick, but I apologize, people. We gonna give y'all what I said I was gonna give y'all now.
Yeah.
So y'all hold on. Don't chew my head off now. You know what I'm saying?
God, be patient. Be patient like a Haitian.
Be patient now. We got technical difficulties going on, and it's bad. You heard me. So But we gonna give the people what they need and what they want out here. You know what I'm saying?
Medicine.
You could.
I don't want to get cut out here.
We're going to slap you. Don't nobody want to mess with her.
Oh, man. But until then, man, you know what I'm saying? Your man, Act the Fool, like I said, man, is doing drops. So, you know, call into the show, 347-826-7722. And I don't understand why this thing ain't trying to let me see what's going on again.
I don't know.
Oh, Lord Jesus, help me.
I'm about to send you your drop right back, bro.
Right. You see, you got my email?
Yeah, it's papahat@gmail.
Yeah.
Let me go ahead and pass that thing like that there one time for your button. You know what I'm saying, y'all? There we go. I'm passing the file.
Man, if y'all need some drops and stuff, email me, CEOLessRadioOnline@gmail.com, and we'll definitely get those drops together in regards for, you know, Acapool. So y'all can definitely, you know, get those in, you know what I'm saying, your inbox ASAP. Right now, I'm going through some little technical difficulties right now. You know what I'm saying? We're trying to go ahead and definitely give y'all this music. But, you know, until then, man, fellas, since y'all on the line, man, what's going on with this swine flu, man? I mean, I know y'all heard about it all over the internet, man. You know what I'm saying? And the news. What's going on with this swine flu? If y'all got any updates on that?
They sneaking it in the country.
Hey, I just found out that my shit, homie from 12 years back, been known on 12 years strong. It's his hometown, hit the hardest down there in San Luis Potosí. Shit, I just actually gotta say that. Keep them people in your prayers, man, because a lot of them people is good people, really, in real talk.
For real. Yeah. Hold your breath. Yeah. It's airborne.
Hey.
So it's airborne. Hey. You don't get it from eating a pork.
Oh, no, it's airborne. Tell her, what's up, Lester? No.
No, it's something going down, man.
Yeah, something going down, that's for sure.
Ain't going down too damn bad.
Hey, look.
Yeah, boo.
You got a dude named Consulting Guy?
Yeah, who's that? Who's that?
Consulting Guy. He just asked for a drop. I just want to make sure that I'm pronouncing it right. Consulting Guy?
Yeah, the Consulting Guy, yeah. All
right, Consulting Guy. I'm going to do his drop right now. Consulting Guy, I got you, Pippin. Hey, what's happening? It's your boy, Mr. Hater Blockers, a.k.a. Mr. Getting Somebody's Daughter. And I'm chilling with my homeboy, Consulting Guy, straight out of Lush Radio. Go ahead and run the record ride.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get it right. I don't want to be pronouncing nothing wrong. But, yeah, back to swine flu. It's airborne, Pippin.
That ain't
nothing. You better be careful. Tell me, what's up, Lush? Hold your breath, nigga. She got it.
Yo, this is the things that you deal with when you're live online. You deal with, you know what I'm saying, different technical difficulties and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I gave y'all Hater Blockers. I gave y'all a ride, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I was going through my little technical difficulties. So, my people, my listeners, bear with me now. You know, I always give y'all that ear crack and stuff. But, you know, sometimes you have them days where, you know, sometimes the stuff is just like, hell nah, not today.
Machine got swine flu. Machine done got swine flu. That ain't even red. Look at you. You done breathed on a machine. Now look at it.
Done for the day.
Done for the day. I'm on strike. I'm done. I ain't doing nothing with you no more. Last one finished. Dick on that. I don't even want to play this record no more. I'm waiting on your email.
I just sent it to you.
All right, you know. Come on, let's go. Expeditions, Lil Sam.
You got it, man. I just sent it to you.
Y'all need to hit up my email with that, too. Man, hit up my email with any new records that you got, too. If you got anything you want to zip my way, shit, I'm always accepting it.
Oh, shiggity. Lush, can you send over that Ride record for him, and as well as the other records I sent you?
Yeah, I can send them the Ride and all that to them in their inbox so they can have that and go ahead and
push it. I appreciate you.
No problem, man.
I personate you. I personate you.
I love Hector Fool. He is a good dude. I'm going to let y'all know he is a real good dude. He's a very, very good dude. I definitely, you know, anything I can do to support this gentleman and his movement, you know what I'm saying, it's all good because he's a real, genuine good dude, you know. A lot of, he definitely supports people that support him. And the thing is, you know, if we don't support each other, then, you know, it's no purpose, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We got to support each other. And we're going to try this one more time. She's ready, okay? Are we back online? Let me give it to him now.
Yeah.
Tell me, say yes. Do it.
Is the email yet? Jay
Quest. Yeah.
I can tell by the way she licks her lips that she really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. So much. Whenever I kiss her neck and she feel my touch, she opened up her mouth, I said, shorty, please hush. We about to make a movie, don't interrupt. Just shut off your phone, turn off the lights. Gotta make sure that the mood is right. I'm about to give you everything you like. Nothing Vicky lingerie, fit your body so right. She ain't Hollywood, but she gets so dramatic. Sleep in the morning, we right back at it. Take me like she asthmatic, got a shiver in it, shaking like one of them matic. I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. Feeding for the sex, she'll send me a text. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. So much. Look into her eyes, see so much lust. Body of a goddess, face of a queen. Definition of sexy when she in them jeans. An amazing sight when she in them tight. Love it when she wear the heels that I like.
No top, no bottom.
Yeah, that's right. Shorty only wearing heels that I like. Never met a woman that could do it like that. Willing to get it on at the drop of a hat. That's my stone, ready to get it on. Going through withdrawal whenever I'm not home. Cause I'm one of them habits, she'll never quit. Always get high whenever she get a hit. All she gotta do is just lick her lips and that's it. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She really wants to take a hit of this. I'll be the genie that will grant her a wish and give her sexual bliss. I can see that she's ready. She's ready. She's ready. She's ready for me to give her what she wants. Baby girl is ready.
She's ready, man. Sorry, y'all, for the technical difficulties. But you know what I'm saying? I had to get y'all She's Ready. You know what I'm saying? Three hot songs from your man. Like a fool. You know what I'm saying? Definitely doing his 1-2, man. Representing for the South, man. He's going to be up next to Bro, man. He got next, man. definitely support him in this movement, man. He's out here doing the crazy drops ASAP. So y'all know y'all need to go ahead and hit him up or hit me up at CEOLustRadioOnline@gmail.com. Attention, you want some of those drops, man. As a full month, one more time, tell the people, you know what I'm saying, where they need to check you at, man, for real.
Hey, you need to go ahead and check me out, you dig, right on MySpace at Acafool Inc. That's ACAFOOLINC, you dig? That's MySpace, ACAFOOLINC, you dig?
That's what it is, man. Definitely support him in his movement, man. You know, Acafool, man, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, I support you on whatever you're doing, man. I support you, my dude. You know, Lush Radio Online. You're going to put it in rotation, keep it moving. Make sure y'all check out Rise, support that, push that, crack that open in your area. You already know what it is. Entrepreneurs and business owners doing a 1-2. Lush Radio Online, my movement is your movement, man. I'ma holler at you, big bruh, on the flip side. You know what I'm saying? And I love you, man. For real.
Man, you. We gonna be doing something soon, baby. You already know. It is. And I like to say, shout out to Dream Chasers Entertainment. Shout out to Lush Radio, man. Shout out to the whole DC, Maryland area. I'm coming to y'all city ASAP. Y'all can have a fool and get drunk with your boy. Have your Patron ready. Have you, you know what I'm saying? Have everything ready because we finna get out.
That's what it is, man. Support him in his movement, definitely doing this 1-2, man. I'ma holler at you on the flip side, man. Love you, that's what it is, man. And in the few, that's what it is. And in the few, man, we about to get in the mix with DJ Hustle. And I got my man DJ Papa Hess live in the building. Make sure y'all support my dude live in the building. We about to go to a quick commercial, and you already know what it is. I'm sorry about the technical difficulties, but you know that's what happens when you're doing live radio. You know what I'm saying? It ain't pre-recorded. Anything goes.
Take the call and complain, please. Don't do it.
So we're going to go to a quick commercial. It is what it is. Your girl Lush, baby. Let's get it. All day, every day, man.
Attention, music connoisseur. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. To listen to Lushy Lush, log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online, you just officially got stamped.
You about to get in the mix with my dude, the one and only DJ Hustle. Man, this dude rips tracks, man. DJ Hustle, you know what I'm saying? Yo, Papa Hess, tell me what you think about it. We about to put it in the mix. DJ Hustle, one time.
Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. If you having girl problems, I feel bad for you, son. I got 99 problems, but a bitch ain't one. Hit me. Yeah, it's 94 and my trunk is raw. In my rear view mirror is the motherfucking law. Got two choices, y'all. Pull over the car or bounce on the devil, put the pedal to the floor. And I ain't trying to see no highway chase with Jake. Plus, I got a few dollars, I can fight the case. So I pull over to the side of the road. I heard, son, do you know I'm stopping?
Cristal, you want a 40 of Cristal and a big butt over there at the bar?
No, I want to talk about the contract. So.
What contract? What are you talking about, man? Let me ask you a question. Does contract run?
You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
You know what it is, man. We in the mix. That was right there, your man DJ Hustle. Y'all heard what it is, man. Your man always getting his hustle on. You already know what it is, man. And we just giving you a snippet of what it is, because get ready and be prepared for the one, the only, man. Sometimes I call him the doctor, Mr. Ripper, because he'll rip a track up. You heard me. You understand what it is, man? Your man DJ Hustle will be officially ripping tracks all day, giving you ear crack all day on Lush Radio Online, man. DJ Hustle, Papa Hats, live in the building. What's poppin'?
What's poppin'?
What's good?
Man, it's Hustle.
That's on her right there. I like that mix.
Oh, thank you very much, my brother.
Thank you very much. Change ups in there coming in with a lot of different styles of song. I was thinking that.
Oh, I appreciate it, brother. I appreciate it. Man, it's just sometimes when you know, I get up in the morning, and I just do 3 or 4 hours in, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to stay ready, you know what I'm saying? Because people be fronting about DJing, and it's very serious about that last part when I brought in about contracts. When you DJing, you got to make sure you paid first before you set up your equipment, because you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be straight.
It is, man. This quick segment of the show is called the DJ's Corner on Lush Radio Online. We got two hot DJs on here. We got Lush Radio official DJ, DJ Hustle, and we got your man, DJ Papa Hats, doing this 1-2, man. So, as DJs, man, what's the, you know what I'm saying, what are the five key points that is a must-have when you are a DJ?
Five key points. Papa, you want to answer it first, man?
Man, shit, I'll start off with one, shit, really a personality. Personality is always one thing that I come across, like, you know, you got that persona and that character that you got to connect with everybody, and you can't really be, you know, shit, taking, siding up or nothing. You got to have a personality of everything, trying to connect with everybody, get everywhere, and get everything you can.
That's what's up. That's what's up.
There's multiple other ones too. So go ahead and shoot another one, and I'll drop one.
Okay. The next one to me is like, you gotta be able to adjust at any time. If you're at an event and cats want to hear reggaeton, you gotta be able to change the hip hop hat to the reggaeton hat to the reggae hat, and you gotta be on the fly. And people in your face, you gotta be calm, you gotta be respectful, and you gotta be just charming. And you got to do your job at the same time. You know, DJ, it looked cool, it looked easy, but honestly, it's a job all by itself. You got to know your music, you got to know the breaks, and you got to know, if you're DJ for an artist like I do, you got to make sure you're in the mix right with an artist, because you can make or break an artist if you're DJing like that. You know what I'm saying? It's got to be cool.
Most definitely. So many people anymore talk about you got to have, you know, tables or skills, or really, I feel like it was just what you said. I mean, your personality, knowing the breaks, knowing the crowd, recognizing the crowd, because if you got a crowd that, like you said, is wanting something, or you might notice that they're a younger crowd. A lot of the younger crowd right now is into the dancing. If you notice in the crowd, there's some OGs in the back, and they all, you know, they might want a hustle song somewhere up in, you know, you gotta play to your crowd and make sure you get everybody involved and not just basically shooting towards one person or what you personally like.
Right. That's it, man. It's just basically what my man said. You got to cater to everybody there. If you got some Spanish cats in the house, you got to get that Spanish going on. You got some Puerto Rican cats in there, you got to get the Puerto Rican song going on. You got to make sure that you straight 24/7 on your game, because when you leave the house with your records and crates or your Serato, you got to be right no matter what. And you got to practice. Practice makes perfect. So perfect makes practice. You know what I'm saying? And I do this every single day. My kids get mad at me. Just play, Daddy. Okay, play your ass in the turntable with me. Come on, let's learn something. So my son's 7. He do turntables too. You know what I'm saying? He own it. You know? We own it.
I'm young. So I got a girl that's 3, and I got one that's 8 months. So they try
that's
to steal a lot of my time, you know, but shit. You do. You got to say, man, I feel like I'm 24/7. So Working, taking care of kids, you know, shit, just juggling with, you know, no different than anybody else. But you got your own things and shit. If my occupation's DJing, you gotta spend any living second that you ain't already tied up or free time working on your hustle.
That's real. That's real talk, man. Cause I don't really be on the phone much. Cause a lot of cats wanna, you know, holler, hoot, and ask me 20,000 questions. All I can tell them is grab you some turntables and mix.
Mhm.
And get out my way. If you ain't ready, I'm ready. Let's go.
So the other thing, you know, being a DJ and as it being so demanding, does it take a toll in regards to you guys dealing with relationship wise?
I'm married. I'm married, so my wife supports me. Sometimes she comes with me and we take pictures, we do videos, we live stream. She right there with me, so I ain't never had a problem with it. I don't cheat. I don't play around. I don't give any you know, little idiot notes to women. I let them up front. I'm married. This is what I do. This is my job. I ain't here to play with you. Move. What song do you want to hear? What? Okay, I'll play it. Okay, cool. Get back off me. Get your beer and your ass over there. Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Because my turntables is my investors. That's how they make my money. You know, turntables is, you know, $1,000 a piece. You got your laptop for $3,000, and you got, like, I got over, a couple million songs. So that's, you know, that's like $100,000, you know, plus in music. So I don't want to be bothered.
All right. That's the truth. They can play hard shit. I am married, but the dude be playing a deal on my girl. He, you know, I mean, it's not even just a jealousy role. It's the time factor for me, really, like, that, you know, and like we was talking earlier, spend time with the kids, you know, it's to her, she wants that time, and she ain't always trying to go out and hit up the club and be up in the scene or nothing like that. So to her, she just wants to sit home, watch the movies, and do the thing, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, you know, like, I know some people, like, I know some DJs that do it 24 hours if they're not married. I know just like dating or talking to somebody or living with somebody, like baby mothers or anything, or girlfriend, kind of takes a toll, because you know how women are, you know what I'm saying? I'm an exception sometimes because I'm in the game, so I know how it is. So, you know, women, like, I call regular people squares. So, like,
people that are squares
outside the entertainment business, they don't see what we see. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And see, I come to a realization, even though you love somebody at the end of the day, sometimes, you know, this business is a lonely road, because not everybody can see. You know what I mean? Not everybody can see your vision. You know what I'm saying? You wake up every day and you breathe, you know, you breathe and sleep this. You know what I'm saying? This is you 24 hours a day. But people can't understand. They're like, why won't you take the time out? Just sit down and watch a movie. Man, I got a mix, man. I got to get on this show right now, man.
You know what it is? I mean, I've never had a problem with females before, because they knew what came first, you know. They always knew that, you know, since I got two hustles. I mean, I'm an actor and DJ. So My lady, she ain't tripping. I mean, I've never had an argument with her about DJing or acting or her being lonely, because I do it when she's at work. And if I got free time, I watch a movie. You know what I'm saying? I know my skills are tight, but I always like it just because I can. I need to. You know what I mean? So I never had a problem with her and I arguing about me time. You know what I mean? I give her respect. I give her time because she needs time like everybody else does.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with that completely. Yeah, they, you know, everybody gets time. Like, you know, I'll sit down with her and watch a movie. But, you know, I also got a lot of homies that said, they like, man, I got this new fight night over here. I got this new this. Whoop, whoop, whoop. I can never get on them 360 games. I don't even own me an Xbox no more, because it was too much of a risk. Man, I would be sitting on the box instead of on my music, which I knew I needed to be doing that music, but then something new would come out, and I'd be like, oh, I'll just play this real quick. So, you know, shit.
That's real, man. I mean, I got a PS3, man. My kids look at it. I look at it, and we keep on passing it by because I don't have time to play with it. You know, I use it for one thing, Blu-ray, DVD. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I use it for. I don't play games because my game is the Hustle game. So my kids play with it. I look at it. Or GarageBand. That's my little hobby away from my turntable, GarageBand. I play the drums, you know. But other than that, I'm on my Hustle.
That's what it is, man. Like, can y'all tell me, like, I know, you know, being a DJ, you know, women always surround and then you got groupies. And, you know, for some reason they feel like they either going to get put on or they feel like, you know, they're going to get in the club for free or something or whatever, whatever. So tell us, you know what I'm saying, some of the wildest things, you know what I'm saying, women do or groupies do. Ain't nothing wrong with groupie love now. You know
what I'm saying? Ain't nothing wrong with it.
But the group, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Okay. I'll give you a crazy example. I was in here in Hollywood, and I put out a guest list to get in Highlands. And somehow, some broad got in my hotel room.
Wow.
Her and her girlfriend. So I'm in the shower doing what I do. I look up, and I see two broads looking at me. I'm like, what the hell's going on? We were trying to come and hang out with you. I'm like, how'd you get in my room? I mean, luckily, you know, my partner's coming up the elevator. I'm like, man, how you about to get past y'all? So I think one of the homies gave him the hookup or something.
The homies just trying to get you in trouble.
No, man. Probably so. I don't doubt it. I just don't take nothing for granted. You know what I mean? I try to be humble and try to give people love and everything. But it seems like every time you give people love, you get screwed in the long run by something or someone. So I keep a humble action. You know, I don't want to hurt nobody. I love everybody. I'm a people person, so I like to get down and if I can get you in for free. You know, just don't abuse what you get. You know what I mean?
Hey, that's what I've had happen. I won't do it no more. I got in these couple females for free, and they ended up being the ones acting a fool, getting too drunk, trying to start drama, start fights, getting in people's faces, and then they realized that they didn't have a band on, and like I just got them in, and they was like, "Oh wait, hold up, he helped us out over here," and I'm like, "Oh, I don't even know you. You know what I'm saying?" Like. Nah, I don't know. I don't recognize the face. I'm sorry.
I had another incident where I used to roll with a crew. I mean, I had 20 homies 20 deep. And that's when I first started, you know, first out of battling cash for names and turntables and all that stuff and for money. And I just got my first gig at a club here in Hollywood. And my homies got into a fight with some other people that I knew and tore up the club. So... Mm-hmm. At the end of the night, they was like, "Yo, we was him." I'm like, "No, y'all niggas not. No, you're not. I don't know." Because I seen dude, he had my check in his hand. And I knew if I said, yeah, I was going to get my paycheck. And my rent was due the next morning. So I was like, you know what? I don't know them. Call the police. Because I was like, you know what? My check is right here. I see it. And I'm thinking I see a check, and it's right. I see my name on the check. Hustle. I'm like, you know what? I don't know these niggas. You know what I'm saying? So from now on, when I go to DJ, I go by myself.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That's what it is, man.
I get there 2 hours early, and there it is.
That's what it is, man. We got another caller live in the building. I think it's my neighborhood spokesman. Spokes, what up, Spokes?
Excuse me while I stunt. It's your neighborhood spokesman, a.k.a. Mr. Exit 9, was going down. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
What's happening, man?
What's happening?
Slide through right quick, you know what I'm saying? Showing some love, putting it down one time, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My man, the neighborhood spokesman, got a hot mixtape hosted by your man, you know what I'm saying, Bone Crusher, you know what I'm saying?
Hey.
All them people out there, y'all want to get them downloads, man. So, man, spokesman, you know, you live in the building with the official DJ, DJ Hustle. You know, Lush Radio official DJ and your man Papa has definitely in the mix. We gave y'all some of them mixes, man. So, spokesman, tell the people, man, about this mixtape for real.
One Time for Your Mind is it's one of the hottest mixtapes you will ever hear in your life. Please your ear hole with that, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cats put out mixtapes. Nah, I'm for real. Like, a lot of cats put out mixtapes and the music sucks. You know what I'm saying? They just go find songs on the internet and they put it together. But This is more than official. I got all new music on there. You understand what I'm saying? I got something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? I got something for the women who are, me and my homeboy coined the phrase, athletes. Yes. Athletes. I got something for all the athletes out there. So, you know what I'm saying? You can definitely check it out. You can go to datpiff.com, download it. Search Spokes. You know what I'm saying? If you know how to spell the name, you know what it is. S-P-O-L-K-S. Search that on datpiff. You can download it for free. You know what I mean? I'll send you a link. You know what I'm saying? Check out my show in about 10 minutes and some change, and I'll send you the link. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what it is, man. Oh, Volume 2 is on the way, too. So, haters, go ahead and get your guns ready because you're going to commit suicide on this one. So, that's what it is. Yeah.
Hey, wow. Go ahead and send that link to papahats@gmail.com, and let me peep that in.
Say it again.
Papahats@gmail.com. PoppaHatz@gmail.com.
Tell you what, I'm going to do you one better. Go ahead and put your email in the chat if you can, you know what I'm saying, because I can't hear too good in this ear. This is my bad ear. And yeah, it's all that loud music. You know what it is, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I already know.
That loud music kill your ear, man. But
hey.
Like I say, man, you need that in your life. You know what I mean? You need that mixtape in your life. This is good shit. Oh, by the way, for Volume 2, I got my man DJing on it, DJ SNS. And I want to say this, too. I'm getting DJ SNS simply because, to me, this mixtape shit is like the mob. If you don't have one of the dons, you know what I'm saying, certifying you and saying this cat is official, then you shouldn't even do mixtapes. You know what I'm saying? That's how I feel about it. And I'm really going to make a statement with this second one, so pay attention to what's going on right now because you definitely don't want to miss it. I am officially the Martin Scorsese of this mixtape shit. I'm making movies, people. Trust me. Trust me.
That's what it is. Shit. Get it on.
Yo, Spokes is crazy as shit, man.
No bullshit. But now, I shout to all the real DJs out there. Shout to all the real DJs, you know what I'm saying? So.
Yo, shout out to all the DJs out there. Shout out to the Core DJs. Shout out to the Shadyville DJs. Shout out to the AU DJs. Shout out to the Fleet DJs. People I rock with, you know what I'm saying? Definitely, you know what I'm saying, doing they want to, man. Like it is, man. Go cop that mixtape, man. DJ Hustle got them crazy mixes. Your man, DJ Papa Hats. But understand this, man. My co-host, my official co-host, my official mix man, the one and only DJ Hustle will be mixing. And watch out, man. Y'all going to see his live mixes live on Lust Radio Online. They will be coming soon, so we're going to have set time so you can watch this cat live. Y'all ain't just going to hear him. Y'all going to see this cat in the mix live, in the basement, in the back cave, shutting it down. You already know what it is, man.
Whole time, we need to set up a webcam and I can, like, strip on Sundays or something. I don't know.
We can
do that. I'm gonna throw on my Lush Radio Speedo and get it popping. You know what I'm saying? I accept change, so it's not a game. It's a recession. We hungry out here.
You hungry out here?
Yeah.
Your man said you about to strip, get naked, and all that, man.
You know what I mean?
I don't know.
Wow. I might show a nipple or something. I gotta keep it tame. You know what I'm saying? Because it is gonna be Sunday, so.
Yeah, it is going to be.
You know how the pasties, you know how the strippers be having them pasties on their nipples? I'm going to have some pasties on my
Okay.
Some little tassels.
The little booty tassels.
I went
time for the strippers that rock the booby tassels. Take that damn booby tassel off. We can see your whole tit. What are you doing?
Oh.
There's no need for the movie tassel. We see the whole tit. Thank you.
Shout out to my man. I can fool doing this one, too, man. Definitely, I see you, my dude.
Hey, that dude, get his hustle on.
For real, man.
I'm here.
He definitely does his thing, man. And shout out to A+. He coming back. Yo, Guy Blackstreet is officially back together, man. You know what I'm saying? So they officially announced it down at, you know, Core DJ's Retreat, you know what I'm saying, doing they one, two, man. Willie North Pole, Ed Crack, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I see you, Willie.
You know what I'm saying? I see your manager. She definitely grinding hard body for you. You know what it is, man. And I'm going to give y'all this song brand new because I like this song right here. And, you know, the couple last minutes we got left, we going to talk about the new. So all three of y'all going to tell me the new that y'all got going on, you know what I'm saying, after this brand new shit, you know? Because I'm on my brand new-ish.
Yeah.
Rhyme Fest.
Brand new.
I don't like it unless you might see me in my
brand
with my
brand
bitch pumping my
brand
shit.
New.
You don't like it, get off my
dick.
I don't like it unless
brand
you might see me in my
brand
with my
brand
bitch pumping my
brand
shit. You don't like it, get off my dick. They say your attitude determines your latitude. I'm high as a motherfucker, fly as a motherfucker. And still the motherfucker you love to hate, but can't, because you love what I make. Now ain't that about a bitch, I'ma talk shit until I'm out of here. They don't wanna turn their sneakers up, they claim I ain't deep enough. All that talking I feed off of, keep it up. I'm relaxing, my feet is up. I'm leaving you haters like when Shaq left the Lakers just to heat it up. I take the stats to stunt, I don't need the front. Make Black History a day, I don't need them all. The survey says by the streets of Gordon, Kanye just important as Michael Jordan was to the NBA when he was scoring. Ralph Lauren was boring before I wore him. And I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
wear with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
shit.
No way, I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
wear with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new shit.
Now some women hit the mall and some shop at the thrift store. Some of them mix and match and make it look like they get more. Some of y'all know you wear 16, squeezing it to a 6. Damn, what you make them jeans rip for? I guess she looking for
brand new
man who ain't always gotta sit down when he can't stand you. Boo, this the
brand new
jam to dance to. Why you giving me hair like shampoo? Come as you came, skip the
brand
name. I won't
brand
you. What you do here, stay here like Cancun. Besides, your breath is augmented. I like things authentic. Look at all my whips, they're all vintage. I got a loft with a view of the sea. See, I take some old shit and make it new for me. Pimp it out like exhibit to the degree. Why spin an arm and a leg? We can kick it for free. And see, I don't like it unless
brand new.
You might see me in my whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick, nigga.
I don't like it unless
it's brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick. I stay busting in to hit 'em. Fuck the cynicism. I'm quick to give y'all niggas constructive criticism. Like, wait, you basically stuck. His mother said my son wanna rhyme. I'm like, ma'am, I don't agree with that decision. Nothing against him, but if he step, I gotta diss him. I listen to that weak shit, all of it. I can't follow it. Excuse me, I'm lactose intolerant. I work too hard to get my baby ball and hit. 9 to 5 had me blue collar popping it. Now I'm in the club and look who I get it popping with. Me and Ye go back like cool cuts. He hooked me up as long as they don't ask for too much. But even he know best laying it down. Cause it's just the old B he had laying around.
I don't like it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick.
Kanye, I don't want it unless
it's brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
brand new
bitch pumping my
brand new
shit. You don't like it, get off my
brand new
dick, homie. I don't want it unless it's
brand new.
You might see me in my
brand new
whip with my
brand new
bitch.
You're listening to Lush Radio. You're listening to Lush Radio online. Lush Radio online.
That's the business.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafu, a.k.a. Captain Rap Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And when I'm in the DMV, I always show love to my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah.
What's up? This is Letitia, and I'm here with Lushy Lush, because she's
hey.
On LushRadioOnline.com.
Everybody know what it is, man. You know what I'm saying? We doing our 1-2. Shout out to man. fool doing his 1-2 representing the South, baby. Shout out YoungSoldier.com, Madame Madon. You know, check out that Bad Girls Club, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? By the Lord Gang, DJ Jermaine doing his thing. You already know the Hitman. Check that out. You already know what it is. Check out YoungSoldier.com. We got your man DJ Hustle and your man Spokesman Sound Off Radio in a couple of minutes, man. Make sure you support that, man. Triple Platinum Underground each and every Friday. Man, DJ Hustle, man, tell them what the new-new, tell them what your new-new is, player.
Oh, right now, I just did a video with Electric Red. Right now, it's on YouTube, and also it's on my MySpace page, too. It's a real nice one. And I'm just hustling right now, you know what I'm saying? New mixtapes, producing right now, a new joint for a couple of cats out here in L.A. And that's what it is. I'm hustling, bringing you great music.
That's what it is. That's his new for the day, man. What's your new, folks?
Okay, like I said before, the mixtape is the new-ish. You feel what I'm saying? Welcome to Spokesmania, the Onslaught. That's volume one. Volume two is on the way. I'm doing that with Archie Ebersole. I got the show at about a minute and some change. I'm going to have Chris J on, you know what I'm saying? You heard him on the Plies record. Put it on you. He sang the hook. He got a new single. It's called Sex Toys, and we're going to do what we got to do. You feel what I'm saying? So if you want to get serenaded, ladies, come see me. You feel what I'm saying? blogtalkradio.com/soundoffradio. Thank you.
That's what it is, man. I heard it, man. He did the video on YouTube. Check that out. You guys, you know what I'm saying? The Onslaught right there, Spokesmania, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Archie Ebersole, man. That joint right there, that you got on that joint with Archie Ebersole right there, yo, that joint is like my anthem. That joint is like so inspiring, man. Shout out to you, Archie, man. I love you, dog. Just give me a hug just one time. Just give me one hug. Yeah.
Right, hey, and that song is for the haters, by the way. So. Yeah.
I love that song, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, man. Y'all definitely need to check out the mixtape to get that exclusive right there, man. The downloads is crazy. People was downloading it left and right. It's ridiculous. So get up on it. It ain't no game, player. Let's do it, man. We got to support realness. We got to support real music. You know what I'm saying? And real DJs out here that's on their hustle. DJ.
Oh, by the way, you know what? They're going to hate me for this, but I just want to say, all you cock-licking DJs, no, for real, man. Let me tell you something. Right now, this is how I feel about it. Say what you will, call me what you want. I will not, I cannot play any more Wayne or Cash Money publicly. Will I bump it in my house? Maybe so. Never publicly again until they understand that DJs rule the roost. Without a DJ, there would be no Cash Money. Bottom line. And if you're a real DJ, you will understand what I'm saying and follow suit. But as long as there's gays in the industry, we will continue to hear Wayne on everything. So, there you go. My declaration, word to the mix bosses. Bottom line.
Wow. Wow, dog. My man went hard as hell, man. You went hard, Smokes.
I mean, it is what it is, man. You know, but as long as you know what I'm saying, as long as there's going to be some people who going to suck dick to save relationships, you know what I'm saying, they're going to play that shit, but you won't catch me playing that shit.
Wow, man. You know, people go hard in the paint, man. Hard in the paint.
People don't go hard in the paint. People are homo, man. I hustle. You know I ain't lying, dog. You know I ain't lying, son.
That's why I'm laughing.
Fuck.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is, the average consumer, they hear me say that shit, they get an attitude with me like I'm the one who tripping. Nah, man. Stand up for your craft, DJs. Stand up for, you ain't got to be gay your whole life. You know what I'm saying? Make your father proud of you, man. Stand up for yourself. Fuck.
Hey, wow. Son, real passionate, man. Be easy, man. Son, hold him back, son.
Fuck. On that mixtape too, man. Sound Off Radio in less than like 30 seconds, so I'm getting up out of here, man. Y'all know what it is. Sound Off Radio, three nights a week. I'm doing it tonight to make up for yesterday. I missed yesterday's show through technical difficulties, but I got you, man. Come log on right now, blogtalkradio.com/soundoffradio. Hey, Lush, you know what it is, man. I'm gonna holler at you after the program's over. Go.
I know what it is, man. I'm live in there supporting my dude. Definitely, man. Sound Off Radio. It is what it is. Ear crack. Your man DJ Hustle, the official Lush Radio DJ all day. He's going to be DJing for my favorite team, the Dallas Cowboys. Please bring me back a shirt because I love them. But, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to my man, Renner CZ, you know, the whole Mactivity family, your man, your boy, Black Ice, Jimmy Black, everybody, you know what I'm saying? Young Soldier, Madam Madonna, Consulting Guy, NSV Radio, National Street Bus, CJ, Strictly Bought One, Diverse Media sponsored this, Game Face, Street Queens, The Movement, you know, and if I didn't say your name, man, I'm sorry, E2K Magazine. I love y'all. Don't forget, we're doing the prom thing. We're gonna reward a student that's going through things, you know, with the recession. Prom is coming up, and we're going to give away $200, 200-word essay. What are you planning to do after prom, and what does graduation mean to you? And whoever wins that, we're going to give you $200 towards your prom. This is how we do. We got to give back to the community, man, because, you know, if we don't support the people, they won't support us, man. It is what it is. Your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I love you, DJ Hustle. You know how we do, man.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get our hustle on all day, every day, man. I eat, breathe, man. 24. It's the way we live, man. If you ain't hustling, then you dog. You sleeping. You need to wake your ass up. If you sleep, you need to wake your butt up and stop sleeping, man, because nothing comes to those who sleep. You got to get your hustle on all day, every day, man, for real.
For sure.
So, you know what I'm saying? I'm really feeling, you know what I'm saying, even though, you know, we be playing that hip hop. We just play real good music, man. I'm loving this Kelly Houston song right here now. Okay, I don't know if everybody heard. It's called "Knock Me Down, Knock You Down, Knock Down" or whatever. Right? I love this dance song, man.
It's good.
Song, man. Kelly Houston, "Knock You Down," featuring Neo and Kanye West. Boy, I love this song. And I'm gonna have my own YouTube version of it, and I'm gonna post it up now.
Not again. Oh, this ain't supposed to happen to me.
Keep rocking and keep knocking. Whether you Louboutin it up or Reebokin, you see the hate that they serving on a platter. So what we gonna have? Dessert or disaster?
I never thought I'd be in love like this. When I look at you, my mind goes on a trip. And you came in and knocked me on my face. Feels like I'm in the race, but I already won first place. I never thought I'd fall for you as hard as I did. You got me thinking about our life, our house, and kids. Yeah. Sometimes love comes around and
Then I have